اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is part of a speech of Imam Khomeini, the founder of Islamic Revolution of Iran. We all should know that it is these political religious ceremonies, this school of thought, that warns people of all difficulties and obstacles standing on the way of perfection in order to eradicate them. Now that with the blessed support of Allah and with the endeavor of the committed nation, the foundation of Islamic Republic has been laid. We should bear in mind that what is important in establishing the Islamic government is Islam itself and its progressive rules.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. We talk about the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the performance of obligation. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that for us the important thing is that we perform our duty. Now, in this small part of his speech, he is basically referring to a very important point, and that is our main obligation is to perform our duty. Anything which is being on our shoulders, anything that we need to perform, if we are performing it on time and if we are performing it in its true way and we have done our duty, we have done what was ascribed to us, what was given to us to perform, if we are doing this, then obviously there is no way to worry about anything. We should not worry about the results. The main thing is that we need to perform our duty. And that is important because most of the people, they never recognize that what is their duty. We see a lot of oppression in the world. We see a lot of injustice in the world. But we see there are many people who are not raising their voice, who do not care about what's going on in the world. And this means that they never have realized their duty. What is their duty? And in hereafter or in the day of resurrection, they are definitely answerable to what they were doing. For the quietness which they had, they're answerable to that.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
It is necessary that first we recognize our duty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made specific things to perform as a duty, and they are specific and we know them. For example, we know five-time prayers. It is our duty to perform five-time prayers and on the specific time. For example, even if we perform something which is not in time, for example, if I pray the Fajr time prayer, the morning prayer, before the Adhan, before the Fajr, for example, if the Fajr is at 4 o'clock and I pray morning prayers at 3 o'clock, it is not acceptable from me. Although I have prayed 2 rakat prayers, I have offered my prayers, but the point is, this wasn't the duty. this wasn't the duty at that time. Therefore, it is very important to recognize the duty and to perform it on time. And if I pray the same Fajr prayer after 4 o'clock before the sunrise, then obviously it is accepted from me. Therefore, Imam is saying that for us, important thing is that we perform our duty and we must recognize when is the time of the duty to perform. Therefore, we must be careful in our actions and perform our obligations, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.